from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show will talk Packers, Brewers, and Bucks
every day. This show will talk sports
every day. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Served up by Wendy's.
Download the Wendy's app today
on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome back in. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. 3 o'clock on a Monday. Charlie Husen, Chicago Charlie, other side of the glass, producing today's show. Charlie Sound of the Day coming up at 3:40, like always. Looking forward to that. 4 o'clock hour, some gambling conversation in two ways. One with an expert. From Sports Illustrated. We're going to talk Brewers, Packers, Badgers, some gambling there. But also something I saw on social media today talking about how TV is going to change in the next 25 years as far as how we watch it. And we're going to play that audio back for you. And it still has my mind blown because, I mean, I guess I can kind of picture, but at the same time, I'm kind of scared of it. So we'll get to that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour too. GA from Hot 105.7. Is here. Do you have like your own theme music when you walk around? Do you play on your phone when you walk into a room or anything?
No.
I just say, I mean, you got your own TV show and everything else, right?
Yeah. Show me Milwaukee. Okay. Well, a lot of people, and I've always said this, right? GA basically stands for my initials, Greg Adams, but I just spell it G-E-E-E, baby. Don't forget the A, just because it's different. Because anybody could just be, so I just put a spin on it. But so when you see me on the TV show, it's Greg Adams, and they're like, oh, I didn't know. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I say it all the time. I've never been one to be like, oh, don't call me by my, just call me by my DJ name. Like, GA, Greg Adams. I play sports, so it's always either Adams or it was GA, so I didn't have to switch anything up.
Didn't have to explain it,
right. Yeah, nah. And so it's like, you know, so it's like, so, hey, I called you Greg, and I answered. I said, oh, you actually answered? Yeah, that's my name.
Yeah,
it's my name.
You'll respond to that.
Yeah.
All right, so play a little D1 basketball so far that we talked about the last time you were in here, so you're kind of my basketball guy that we go to. NBA Finals, you and I were talking about this game last night, yesterday afternoon, and we were talking about, what do you think is going to happen, Sparky?
What did I say?
What did you say? You said Dallas.
I said Dallas. I think they might have found something. Maybe they can try to at least make it interesting and win this one. And I said the Celtics was going to win the game, right, or whatever. And what happened?
Boston.
Man.
And I told you, if anybody was going to blow out anybody, I thought it was going to be Boston by about 20 if it was going to go down that way.
It was 20 at the half.
Yes. And after Pritchard hit that shot at half, I tweeted out, it's over, #finals, and that was the end of the game. It was all done at that point. Yeah. It was done. That was the final knockout punch at halftime.
It was done at halftime. I agree with you. I was clicking back and forth like, man, ain't. But you know what makes me mad about it too, though, as a basketball fan? You just hate to see Dallas just roll over like that. Like, they literally rolled over, bro.
Yeah.
There was no fight in them at all.
None.
I'm like, what? Luka had 26, but that didn't do anything.
Nope.
It's like, You could see their body language, everything. You're like, bro, y'all really just go, why don't y'all just put the bench in then if you're not going to play?
And what did we say? You and I talked about it in the hallway yesterday. Kyrie.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Kyrie can do anything in Boston no matter what happens. That dude does not play well in Boston. Kyrie last night, 15 points on 5 of 16.
That's horrible.
I don't know what his mental block is or what his deal is or how shook he gets playing in that arena, but that dude has not played well in Boston, and nothing changed in this series.
Hey, think about when he was in there burning that sage.
Yes.
Right. It must be something there because some people are like, is he not a superstar anymore? Is he not? Are we seeing the Kyrie Irving fall off? And I'm just kind of like,
man, the last round they were talking about, they're the best backcourt in NBA history.
Did you see
that? That was the whole thing. And I told Charlie that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. And now you're talking about, oh, they're talking about Kyrie maybe not be a superstar. Man, how does it change in one damn series?
Hey, but that's what I'm saying. Like, even what's the name said, dropped him out to one of the top backcourts ever. And I'm like, it's weird, but you know what? That's we live in a vacuum, whatever. You know, what have you done for me lately?
Right.
He had a horrible series, though.
I don't even know.
But does it make him not Kyrie Irving?
Nope.
I don't think so. But it's wild to see how one game, and like you said, they'll be like, oh, this dude, he doesn't have it anymore.
This is the thing. If Kyrie played the Bucks, if it was the Bucks and the Mavericks in the finals, do you think he plays like that?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I think Boston just has his number. Or like you said, he's not in a mental space with Boston. Something.
And their guards are significantly better defensively than the Bucks guards are. There aren't many guards in the NBA at the level of White and Holiday that you can run at this dude. And the ability to switch, if Tatum's on him, if Holiday's on, or Jaylen Brown's on him, whatever, they have so many options defensively to throw at Kyrie to make his life heck. And the Bucks don't. If that would have been a series, Bucks Mavericks, I guarantee you, Kyrie, you would have averaged at least 25.
Well, let me see. I don't.
At least.
So you
maybe
so,
30.
Well, you're attributing it to their defense. That should have.
A lot of it was their defense, and it got him frustrated.
I don't know. I because Kyrie is so good that it, like, when you're that elite, just think about it. Like, think about the best scorers you've ever seen in court. And Kyrie, I didn't know he was even that good until I went and seen him. Like, I knew he was good, but when I seen him, we were sitting courtside at a Bucks game when he was playing for the Cavaliers, and I was like, this dude is way better than I thought he was. You watch him on TV, it's one thing. You see it in person, like, lightning quick, and the
so
shots
quick.
He was, like, if you, it's one thing, you're oohing and on when you see it on, if you see it, you're like, bro, this dude is, he's literally unstoppable.
That's like Luka said, talked about with him being in practice every day.
It's like
a whole new understanding of what he is when you practice with him.
Oh, my God. And so, like, with a guy like Kyrie, it doesn't matter what you throw at him. So, to me, it's more of his mental space. I think it's Boston there in his head something, because with a player that, it really doesn't matter what you throw at him. Like, you know what I'm saying? And Kyrie is an elite scorer, probably one of the coldest you've ever seen in the league. So to me, it was his mental space more than it. Now, can you attribute to you making shots harder? Yeah, but he shouldn't go 5 for 16. No, bro. No. Like, you're a great scorer. You might have a few games here and there, like, but bro, I can't attribute that all to defense. Now, kudos to Boston. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're already in a bad space, and then, like you said, you got them, like, the switching and all that stuff, it makes it even harder. So, you know, he probably had the double whammy, but I don't think it was necessarily all their defense.
I'll tell you something else from that game last night. Charlie and I talked about it in the air, about Porzingis. I was like, there is no way that dude is playing in that game coming off that injury. No reason to play that dude. That dude checked in, and I was like, well, guess I was wrong on that one. Yeah. He better stay healthy. He better not get hurt and cost him next year.
I wouldn't have played him either.
There's no chance I would have played him.
Well, because
he didn't play a ton. He only played 16 minutes.
Well, because because he wanted to say he played in the championship game. They knew they was going to win. Well, I don't think they knew, but they wanted to be safe. You know what I'm saying? But once that first quarter was over, you was like, oh,
dude, what
here
happened,
we
though?
Go.
Porzingis comes on the floor and kid
and
goes.
Scores right away.
And kid goes, yeah, but on the other side, they went right at him.
Oh, yeah.
And kid talked about it before the game that if he plays, we're going at him and we'll see how healthy he is. And they went right at him, G, yeah. on that side of the floor to yeah. see how healthy he truly was. They were going to test him. Again, everybody can hate Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd sings. Jason Kidd ain't good, all that. But that's old school. Okay, you're healthy. Let's see.
Why would you hate that? Why? Like, if you ain't out there 100%, I'm coming at you too.
Absolutely. That's exactly what you should do.
So if somebody's not healthy, so what? Well, they shouldn't be out there anymore.
Then you're healthy enough to play. Then I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. They can miss me with that soft stuff. I don't never pay attention to that. Look, you good? We gonna see.
Yes.
You got to. How does that even work? That doesn't even make any sense.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He is DJ GA, Hot 105.7, joining us here. Catch him weekday afternoons, same time as we're on. Yep. You can go over there, listen to him. You can listen to me. Bounce back and forth the whole deal. And your TV show, where can people check out your show, man?
Oh, very local app, WISN, Channel 12 News. I do the Show Me Milwaukee Spotlight every Wednesday morning on there. And then we're actually filming season 3 of Show Me Milwaukee. We got to get you on an episode, too.
Man, Spartan. You've been saying that for 2 years, man.
Why you got to be like 2 years, hold up, let me make a call right now. Hello?
2 damn years, hello, Hurst? I've heard. Oh, Sparky, we got to get you on, man. Stop.
This last one. Mm. We gonna talk.
Yeah,
it might work because it's kind of a sports angle.
Not even listening to you anymore on this. Not at all. Okay, so I want to talk about something else concerning the series. Joe Mazzulla was a guy that coming in, there wasn't a lot of faith in whether or not he was going to be able to get it done.
Yep.
For the Boston Celtics at the end of the day, I saw this tweet earlier today, and I was like, "Damn!" First of all, I guess I never really realized how young Joe Mazzulla really was in this thing. So
yes,
Mazzulla, 14 years ago, led West Virginia past John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins and that Kentucky squad to the 2010 Final Four, meaning he played against them for West Virginia. He was playing on the floor.
Did he?
And led West Virginia past Wall and Cousins. 5 years ago, he was the head coach of Division II Fairmont State in West Virginia.
I've seen that, yeah.
And yesterday, he became the youngest coach since Bill Russell to win the NBA Finals as a coach at age 35.
Wow.
I didn't realize he was 35.
I thought he was 40-something.
Right, and I completely forgot about the West Virginia-Kentucky thing.
Yeah, I did, too. Yeah, he did play, because I remember, that's when West Virginia, that was good.
Huggins.
But he was the assistant coach there first, though, right? And then when what's his name left, they just moved him up, right? When they let
old boy go.
Yeah.
Because dude's in Houston now.
I mean, when that's your passion, that's your passion.
And the funny thing about that is, so when Udoka got in trouble, before he got in trouble, Mazzulla had already agreed to come and be a coach at Shaka Smart's Marquette basketball camp. He was coming to be a coach. Then Udoka got in trouble, and they promoted Mazzulla. I don't know if Mazzulla ever came to Shaka's camp or not, but he was like one of the two NBA coaches that Shaka was promoting that was coming. He was one of them. And then Udoka got canned. They were suspended at that point.
Right.
And then they moved Mazzulla up. So I don't know if that ever happened, but obviously there's a relationship between Shaka and Mazzulla of some sort.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And that connection. So that's something else to kind of consider as well. The other thing to talk about with this series, how far away are the Bucks? How far away are the Bucks from being that team sitting in the NBA Finals next year? Because GA, now the Celtics are a damn dynasty, everybody said. Oh, yeah, they're going to be a dynasty, the Celtics. Oh, there is. Man, it's all over talk radio. It's on ESPN. It's all over the freaking place. The Celtics are in position to be a dynasty.
If the Bucks are healthy, the Bucks are winning. If the Bucks are healthy, the Bucks are winning the East. They're winning everything. Because like you even said, if everybody was healthy on the Bucks, who's going to guard anybody on? Celtics is too small. They had to bring Porzingis in because they had no size. They were playing some dude. I didn't know he was even on the. I'm like, who is this dude?
Because Xavier Tillman.
Yeah, so they could guard Luka. I'm like, are they smallest? Bro, if the Bucks stay healthy, they're winning.
See, and that is the exact same thing I say. If they're healthy, and it's not even, let's break this down what it is. It's not if they're healthy. If Giannis can stay healthy,
yeah,
they can win.
They can
because
win.
Giannis has been healthy has not been healthy. 4 of 5 years he's missed playoff games. 4 of 5.
You threw me off when you told me that.
He's going to go play for Greece, and we'll see how that goes. But 4 or 5 years he's been hurt. The 1 year he actually was healthy, Middleton missed that Celtics series, and they lost that series. Those two have not been healthy for an entire playoff run in the last 5 years. Now again,
that scares
if me. I told you Luka's gonna miss playoff games every year, you ain't betting on Dallas to win anything, right?
Nope.
They won a championship. That was the year Giannis hyperextended his knee and missed that Atlanta series. And they still won it despite
that.
But more times than not, you're not gonna be able to overcome a MVP type player sitting on the bench watching you. So if you want to point fingers and talk about why they can't ever get anywhere, you can blame Bud, you can blame Dye, blame whoever you want. But until Giannis can actually get through a postseason without missing games, it's on him.
That's wild. Like, when you told me that, I was like, yeah, you know what? You don't think about it because he's never hurt during the regular season. It's when the playoffs come and you're like, oh, well, he's an Iron Man, but he gets hurt in the playoffs. You're like, oh. When you told me that, I was like, you know what? You got a point.
People can talk about Anthony Davis. People can talk about all these dudes that consistently get hurt. But our guy, nobody wants to talk about that.
Nobody wants to talk about that.
People want to blast Middleton every other damn day. But nobody wants to talk about the guy who's way more important than Middleton not being able to stay healthy in the playoffs.
Well, I think it's because it happens during the playoffs. It's one thing.
That makes it worse.
Well, no, but I'm saying, but it seems like, oh, it's just a blemish, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because during the season, he's doing this thing. And you see, but then, oh, yeah, he got hurt. It's more critical in the playoffs. Like you said, people get, oh, he's hurt again during the regular season. But when somebody gets hurt in the playoffs, you kind of give him a pass.
Which is stupid.
What?
Makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I didn't think about it, though.
Far greater for not playing in the playoffs than it should be for missing regular. I'd rather have Giannis miss 20 regular season games every year and play in the regular season. Hell, he can miss 30 regular season games every year,
but Sparky,
as long as he's healthy in the playoffs.
He's not trying to get hurt, though. Like, you know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying. Anthony Davis ain't trying to get hurt. Chris Middleton ain't trying to get hurt either.
Yeah.
And they both get blasted.
Yeah, but it's just, I guess a playoff injury gets treated different. I don't know, but even like you said, even with those players, even Anthony Davis, people would say that too. I have some sympathy for it, but at the same time,
they called the man street clothes. Barkley called them street clothes.
Yeah, you do. That's what I'm saying. Like, people say you ain't playing games, but if you're trying to play in the playoffs and you get hurt, people do kind of give you a pass. But I agree with you though. It's like the 4 out of 5 years, you're like, oh. Dang. Like, yeah. It's always something that you had crossed your fingers. Yep. Like, hopefully he come back in time. And this year, it didn't go our way.
Nope. And you've got Lillard with him, who's old. Middleton, who's not any younger and has had his issue staying healthy. And Giannis is another year older with the wear and tear. And now the added wear and tear in playing in Greece. They can't tell him no.
They can't tell him he can't play for Greece? They can't tell him?
No, they cannot. No. Player Association won't allow that.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you this right now. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If that man ever wins gold for Greece, that will be far bigger than an NBA championship in any aspect of his life. It won't even be close. I'll take it a step further. If they just medal, if they go bronze in the Olympics, because they can't even make the Olympics.
Huh.
So if he took Greece and they medaled at some point, which again, you probably have better odds of winning the lottery. But if that were to happen,
right,
that would be bigger to him, I think, than any NBA championship he would ever, ever win.
Well, because that's what people don't understand. Like, it's so big to play for a medal in most other countries because that's usually all they got. Like, with football, soccer, there's that nationalism. There's, like you said, there's that pride to win a medal for your country. Like,
the Olympics still mean something in those countries.
Yeah, yeah, because they don't have all the stuff we have. So, oh, I got a medal with my country. I played for my country.
Yep.
Bruh. So, you're probably right on that because I won a medal with Greece.
Yeah.
Growing up and him being a refugee and have to, bro, I can see that.
Panhandle and all that?
I can see that. Yeah,
yes.
Which makes sense. Like, we're spoiled over here.
You're not going to go tell him he can't play for his country. You want to see him leave? That'll be the way to get him to leave. For the love of the game
clause. Like Mike had, remember that? I think that was a big thing. He could play whenever he wanted and stuff like that. For the love of the game. I was like, yeah. Hey, look, I was riding I don't even need that clause. I was riding a scooter the other day. And I was like, man, I got a salon. I got a DJ and stuff today. I'm like, you know, I can't mess up my contract.
This dude is comparing himself to NBA guys by his DJ gig.
But look, I got to protect my – I don't want to be injured during the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? That's the playoffs. This is my
dude. You can
this is
DJ
my season.
Sitting down with a broken leg.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
You can't.
You can sit down, you, do
I'm
your
not,
records,
I am not
all
walking
that
in
stuff.
There
Stop.
With no crutches. No, I'm not doing that.
That's just a pride thing. But you can do it. My point is you can sit down and do it. You can make it work. You'll be just fine.
No, hey, bro, I was laughing, too, because I slowed down.
Like, I want a picture of you on a scooter to begin with, I think would be funny in general.
I don't even really ride. It happened to be there, so I was like, yeah, let me try. Hey, they're pretty fast, bro. They're pretty fast. You haven't got no one?
No.
We going to get you on one, Sparky.
I'm okay with it.
Hey, we're going to get you on one. You're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Small white dude rolling around on a scooter. Boy, I'm shocked. It'll shock everybody. Get out of here.
You got to at least try it once.
No, I don't.
Man, like,
no, man.
They're all, I think
no.
Isn't there one out here? Somebody rolled one up here. I think there's one outside the studio.
No, it wasn't any of us. Yeah, Charlie. Big Charlie. The offensive lineman riding on a scooter around town. Hey, let me remind you, like we did yesterday, if your kid plays sports, whether it's any type of sport whatsoever, soccer, baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever, and they're in the car and you're headed home, if you drive through Wendy's or stop in Wendy's with them in their uniform, they get a free Frosty. Yeah. Free Frosty, free small Frosty for the kid by just showing up in their uniform at Wendy's. And right now at Wendy's, take advantage of it because they got the chocolate Frosty, which they always have. And that triple berry Frosty going on right now at Wendy's as well for a limited time. So take advantage of that. Up next, we'll talk more about why Paul Pierce is a complete moron. That's next on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The things you learn when you have a talk show and people come in and then start openly talking. So in the break, DJ GA is in here from Hot 105.7, weekday afternoons.
Yes.
And the last time we were talking about this scooter that he decided to go ride.
What is wrong with the scooter?
Now I find out the dude's been riding scooters like his whole life. He's like, you know, when they first came out, they were real bumpy. How many times have you been on a scooter, man?
Three times.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, the first time, when they first dropped him, you rode one. He's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Then I rode one. I ride one for the wife. He wanted to ride one, so he rode it. And then this last time, she wanted to ride one, so we rode it. And this the newer ones, they're way better, way smoother. It's actually pretty cool.
You need to get yourself an endorsement and promote the scooters.
Hey, Lime, what's up? Lime scooters, get at me. We can do a video once a month. I'll ride past the art museum, ride past Leon's, ride past the station.
Yeah, man, get him to be a sponsor of your TV show, and then you can do it on video.
Hey, but I'm not going to lie to you. And Charlie knows this. Downtown, getting around, oh, they're actually pretty slick. They're actually, you're like, oh, yeah. I can see why they're so popular.
Yeah.
I just wish people would set them upright sometimes. How you going to lay it in the middle of the sidewalk? Come on.
Because they don't care.
It's like, bro.
That's the issue. That's the issue with a lot of society. People just don't care about anybody else or anything else. That's where you get in the trouble. All right, GA. So, Celtics are champions. Fine.
Eh.
Who won the MVP?
Wasn't it Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, he won.
Jalen Brown.
Yeah.
Your guy, Paul Pierce.
What? Now he's my guy. Okay.
Sure, I'll make him your guy. Your guy, Paul Pierce, who is crazy with half the stuff he says.
Yeah.
Comes out and says, Jason Tatum is the best American player in the game.
Oh, and Jason responded, I sure am. Or something
you
like that.
You didn't even win MVP at the finals. How can you even make such a lunatic statement?
Man, you can't.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard. How is that possible? Listen to me. You can't say you're the MVP of anything or the best at anything when you haven't done any of it. How many MVPs does that cat have? He doesn't have finals MVP. They were talking about breaking that squad up because you kept folding every year in the big moments. And now you're the best American player. Now, I like how Pierce laid it out as far as best American player.
Uh-huh.
Okay, fine. You want to have that, right? Because he doesn't want to go to Wembanyama and Giannis and Luka.
Yes, yes, the best American, yeah.
He don't want to go there. But what you're saying is, better than Steph?
So he's better than
LeBron?
He's better than... Like, hey, did you see my face?
LeBron's old, though. I mean...
We're talking right now. You got a legitimate
Steph's
argument.
Steph's old. Yep. LeBron's old.
Yep.
But you can't make that statement when he didn't even win MVP of the final series.
He wasn't even
the best player on that team in the series.
If you would have said Jalen Brown, we wouldn't have a conversation.
Well, no, we still have a conversation.
Because he's better.
But at least it would make more... But at least
it would make more sense.
He just won MVP. Have your proclamation. Let's have a conversation.
Right.
I don't see where the conversation is with Tatum. I don't see it.
I've always thought Tatum was a good player, and I've always thought Jalen Brown is a good player. Now, together, does that make him great? I think so. That's why they won the championship. But now, all right, let's talk. See, and this is, I don't know where to put their championship at. Do you give them like, oh, they're the, I still don't look at the Celtics as the best team in the NBA just because they won the championship. You're like, I don't.
They were the best team in the NBA all year.
That's true record wise, but I still think the Bucks is better. But like you said, they weren't healthy.
That's
how I looked at it. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying the Celtics aren't a great team. I just felt like somebody with size would dominate them.
But it didn't happen.
Yeah, true that.
But never got to see it.
You know, so. I just, like you said, they're talking about dynasty and he's the best player. I don't think that. I don't think they're not going to win it next year.
I don't think so either. I'm with you. I don't think they're a dynasty either.
Yeah.
So who is the best American player in the league sitting here as we speak right now? Who is that guy? Because if you remember back in the playoffs when the T-Wolves were hot, Anthony Edwards was going to be the next Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, Lord.
Because he did a little kiss to him. Michael.
Yeah, right.
I was like, quit playing.
Some of the dumb statements that were made in the postseason this year by people on TV. So this dude is that guy. He's the next superstar. Fine. Ja Morant, prior to all the crazy crap with him, he was going to be the next star in the NBA, right? He was going to be that guy. Steph is old. LeBron is old. So that kind of takes those guys out. Donovan Mitchell in Cleveland showed something. Whatchamacallit? With the Knicks. What's a point guard?
Jalen Brunson.
Brunson, the guard with the Knicks. I mean, he ain't that guy. I mean, so who is
we were
that having, guy.
We were having this conversation. Me and Promise was having this conversation. I was like, after LeBron James and Steph Curry,
KD.
KD is older too. It's like it's not like he's
Devin Booker.
After LeBron, LeBron James and Stephen Curry, who's next? Like on to me, there's no. They're not. They're good, but are they that?
KD's like, been that for me forever.
But think KD's about it though. Think about the level of fanfare for LeBron, even KD, even Steph. Like who has that now? Who even has that aura when they walk in?
Oh, it's not the guys in Boston. Neither one of those two guys scare anybody when they walk on the court. They're both good. Don't get me wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not, I'm scared of him like you were when LeBron walked on the floor.
And like, you're like, oh, it's
or Kobe.
You're not like, oh, it's Tatum. Oh, it's wrong. You're not doing that. No, you're not doing that.
No.
And that's not. I'm not even trying to disrespect. But you know, it ain't like I don't. I said this. I don't. After LeBron and Steph and all them go, who is that next person? Who's the next LeBron James? Who's the next Steph Curry? Who's the next even Kawhi Leonard? Who's the next KD?
It's Wembanyama. That's who it is.
You think it's him?
No question.
After that,
it's gonna be Wembanyama.
What about because
he's gonna be the next guy to win several championships and be that guy?
Yes. You see it in him.
There's no question. I don't think he can stay healthy. He's so rail thin. There's no way he'll stay healthy. But he was this year,
yeah.
And you could see him get better as the year goes on, and you could see him start to adjust. No.
No, you don't see it?
No, absolutely not, no.
SGA?
Chad Holmgren is not Wembanyama, absolutely not. As,
what about SGA? I love his game, though.
He's a bad man.
Hey, I love his game.
Okay, so you could start putting him in that conversation.
You can.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, though. But there's no clear cut. Remember when, think about how we had it. It was Larry Bird, Magic, them. Then it was Michael and Clyde, mm-hmm. them. And mm-hmm. then it's LeBron, Steph, and them. Now who is it?
Right, the debate's on. You're waiting for the next guy.
But you had already seen him, though.
Guy that would be in that conversation.
Now we could say Giannis, but there's no clear. Because remember, all those generations, there you could already see them coming. Remember, they had Kobe and LeBron were going, had commercials and stuff. You just knew who were the next ones. Right now, you could flip a coin.
Yep.
And I've never seen that. You're like, oh, maybe it's going to be, maybe it's. No, we knew right away. Oh, we knew 5 years out, it's going to be them. Now you're like, it could be. You say, oh, Wimby just got in too, though. So you're kind of like.
But GA, is it the worst thing in the world if you don't have a dominant superstar, but you have different title holders every year from different teams? Is that better for the NBA? Because you do have a lot of parity right now in the league, a lot more than you did before.
Let's say
Minnesota wins next year, and the year after that, Oklahoma City wins. And after that, Milwaukee or New York wins. The year after that, maybe Philly wins. And every year it's changing. So you don't have a dominant Cleveland or wherever LeBron plays, wherever he plays, they go to the finals. So that's done, right? That's done. Golden State's dynasty that they had, and that was a run. That's done. The Duncan Parker Ginobili Spurs, that's done. Now, I think the Wembanyama Spurs is coming with
Popovich. Okay, yeah.
But outside of that happening, I mean, Oklahoma City would have a case to do it too. I think they're a player short, but they might be able to get on that type of run because they're so young.
I never thought about that. I've never thought because the NBA has always been one dominant team.
Superstar driven.
So, yeah, but now you might be on to something, Sparky, because to think about because it's so competitive now. Like, hey, bro, hey, they might win it this year. They might. Like, even though they're talking about super teams, you're like, but it's not even, it doesn't seem like even if you get a super team, it doesn't work anymore. People get hurt and this and that. It's so wild now. Is the NBA turning back into the wild, wild west where, like, you never know?
But I think it makes the league better if you don't know. It gives so many more fan base an opportunity to say, we can win. Because trust me, as a Bucks fan, you knew you weren't winning every single year Michael Jordan played. You knew what happened. Season was over. Every year. And when Curry and those guys were together, season was over.
Man.
Every year, didn't matter what you did in the regular season, you knew they weren't getting beat.
Them boys.
I hate that. I don't like that. I've never been a fan of that.
So
I
you'd rather be more.
I don't like when the season starts, we already know who the two teams in the finals are going to be, or the top three teams in the finals, and one of them is definitely winning, and everybody else is so far behind, they'll never catch
them. So why are we playing?
Them.
Yeah, we're playing
Dallas made that run in the West as a five. Nobody saw that coming.
That's super dope too. It's like more like college, right? You never know.
A little bit more like college, except not with the dumb NCAA tournament where, you know, anything can possibly happen. I got one last one for you.
Okay.
We said, who's the best American in the NBA? Who's the best white American in the NBA?
Are we gonna go there?
You already said it.
Chad.
That's it. There ain't anybody else.
There's nobody
else.
Is that Holcomb?
There's nobody else.
If you think of Day,
who else? I'll listen.
Hey, let me tell you. I've been watching the NBA so long. You don't really think about that, but now you kind of think about like, wait a minute. There's. Wow.
Because pretty much every white dude you think of ain't from here.
Wow.
Man, every white dude that's really good, he ain't from here.
But that's, hey, what you say, the league is
I
all.
I love it. Every time I say, hey, man, tell me the last great white American player.
And
yo,
who was
great
it?
Player. And I get this. Thought Steve Nash, Canadian. Don't count.
Yeah, he was Canadian.
Dude, don't count. It's Larry Bird.
John Stockton?
And then Charlie the other day, I think it was Charlie, goes, Kevin Love. I'm like, oh, good. We got Kevin Love. Great. Okay. I mean, no.
Wow.
But that's it. Yeah.
You know what? As long as I've been playing back, like, I've never had that question.
Oh, me, Gary, and you had that conversation all the time.
Really?
That specific topic. We probably did that, I don't know, 5 to 8 times at least.
Oh, that is crazy to even think about. I'm like, wait a minute. Ain't. Nope. Dang.
Still got nobody, huh? It's Chad Holmgren. I don't.
Who's after him then? I don't even.
Me. Charlie, what do you mean? No. I'm saying,
what?
I've never seen you play basketball.
No, obviously not. But still, yeah, man.
So after Chet,
who you got, man?
Hey, I have no idea. I can't even think. Wow.
You go, man. Look, here, we'll bring it up. Let's bring it up. We'll go team by team. And we'll see. Just real quick. We got to get to Charlie's.
Chat. And then it's.
Look on Twitter and Facebook. See if anybody is listening actually and tweeting at us responses.
Because
Boston. Pritchard?
Yeah. I mean, he's on. Yeah, Pritchard. I mean, but
don't even start with me. The New York Knicks? Right. Bucks? No. Cleveland? Orlando.
Franz Wagner? He's German. Never mind. Mm-hmm.
Just stop that. Indiana?
Is there any? Hey, look.
Come on, y'all.
I don't know.
You're both NBA guys. Indiana, nothing. No. Philly?
Man, come on, bro. It's Philly.
Indiana has TJ McConnell. You want to ride with him? Philadelphia? I mean, Miami, Duncan Robinson, confident about him? Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero and Chet Holmgren. That's two. Okay.
Come on.
Chicago, the Bulls.
Caruso, he's not from maybe. People love boys, Caruso.
People do love Caruso. People want him on the Bucks.
Yeah, he was. They was calling him the when he was with LeBron. What was they calling him? Calling him something? He had a nickname.
It's the Caruso. That's the only nickname I know for him.
Like, I don't know the nickname.
I have no idea. Atlanta Hawks. I'm just going through the playoffs.
Hunter. Oh, no. He's on. What's the name now?
Mm-hmm.
He's with Stephen Hunter. He's with Sacramento Kings now.
But Atlanta. Nobody?
No.
Brooklyn.
No.
Toronto.
They don't count. They're all Canadian.
Charlotte. They're all Canadian. Charlotte. Washington. Detroit. I'm telling you.
I can't. Oh, that is wild. I've never even thought about that. So mm-hmm.
Josh Giddey in OKC.
What does that say?
Well, thank God, because he's horrible.
So what does that say? So the league is turning into European players?
What do you mean turning into? Larry Bird was the last one. What do you mean turning into? Like, it just happened this year.
But here's the thing though, you don't think about it until you think about it. You're like, wait a minute. They're all European.
Have you looked at the mock drafts this year?
Yeah. Yeah,
the top of the mock drafts are European players.
Yeah, like if you don't think about it, if you just you'd be like, wait a minute, they're all European. And what did what's the name say? He said they turned it into a European game.
Yes. So you start shooting a bunch of threes and everything else. Yeah.
That's.
Absolutely.
And you about to make me go home and look at these rosters, man.
You go look all you want.
I'm sitting here. I can't. That is
Tyler
wild
Hero,
to think
Chet
about.
Holmgren. We got two. We can't even fill out a five-man lineup. fill out a starting five, man.
Wow.
Charlie's still over there trying to figure it out. Nothing.
I've never thought about this. Mm-hmm. Now I'm sitting here like,
You get with Promise, Morning Show guy over there, and hot. You both can sit down, rack your brains, come back to me tomorrow. I'll be here 2 to 5, and you come up with what you got.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is
mind-blowing stuff, huh?
Like, because like you said, you don't think, like, you watch the NBA and you come here at Sparky, oh, look, the European pair, like, wait a minute. Yeah, Man.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Hey, Milwaukee Window Guys, best windows, best doors, best prices, an easy process, too. Call my guy Russ today, 214-279-9838. 414-279-9838. Talk directly to the owner. Get a quote directly from Milwaukee Window Guys at your location. Milwaukee Window Guys will take care of installation. Same guys installing on my home will install your windows and doors as well. Price match guarantee. Don't get fooled by buy one and get one free that you always hear on TV or see on the radio. Visit MilwaukeeWindowGuys.com right now. They're putting a big bay window in my living room because the other one is broke and I've had a horrible draft coming in my living room for several years.
Mm-hmm.
Next door, they saw Russ come over with Milwaukee Window Guys. They talked to him. They're getting sliding doors going off of their deck because they're casing, I think, is rotting in their house. So, again, get a hold of Russ today, 414-279-9838. Check him out at MilwaukeeWindowGuys.com. Coming up next, Charlie Sound of the Day, DJ GA, over on Hot 105.7. You flip over, you'll be able to hear him talk about all the popular white Americans in the NBA. Coming up next on Hot 105.7. The things you learn when you have a talk show and people come in and then start openly talking. So in the break, DJ GA is in here from Hot 105.7, weekday afternoons.
Yes.
In the last time we were talking about this scooter that he decided to go ride.
What is wrong with the scooter?
Now I find out the dude's been riding scooters like his whole life. He's like, you know, when they first came out, they were real bumpy. How many times have you been on a scooter, man?
3 times.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, the first time, when they first dropped him, you rode one. He's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Then I rode one. I ride one for the wife. He wanted to ride one, so he rode it. And then this last time, she wanted to ride one, so he rode it. And this the newer ones, they're way better, way smoother. It's actually pretty cool.
You need to get yourself an endorsement and promote the scooters.
Hey, Lime, what's up? Lime scooters, get at me. We can do a video once a month. I'll ride past. Hey, look, I'll ride past the art museum. Ride past Leon's, ride past the station.
Yeah, man, get him to be a sponsor of your TV show, and then you can do it on video,
hey,
man.
But I'm not going to lie to you. And Charlie knows this. Downtown, getting around, oh, they're actually pretty slick. They're actually, you're like, oh. Yeah. I can see why they're so popular.
Yeah.
I just wish people would set them upright sometimes. How you going to lay it in the middle of the sidewalk? Come on.
Because they don't care.
It's like, bro.
That's the issue. That's the issue with a lot of society. People just don't care about anybody else or anything else. That's where you get into trouble. All right, GA. So, Celtics are champions. Fine.
Eh.
Who won the MVP?
Was it wasn't it Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, he won.
Jalen Brown.
Yeah.
Your guy, Paul Pierce.
What? Now he's my guy. Okay.
Sure, I'll make him your guy. Your guy, Paul Pierce, who is crazy with half the stuff he says.
Yeah.
Comes out and says, Jason Tatum is the best American player in the game.
Oh, and Jason responded, I sure am. Or something
you
like that.
You didn't even win MVP at the finals. How can you even make such a lunatic statement?
Man, you
That's
can't.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard. How is that possible? Listen to me. You can't say you're the MVP of anything or the best at anything when you haven't done any of it. How many MVPs does that cat have? He doesn't have finals MVP. They were talking about breaking that squad up because you kept folding every year in the big moments. And now you're the best American player. Now, I like how Pierce laid it out as far as best American player.
Uh-huh.
Okay, fine. You want to have that, right? Because he doesn't want to go to Wembanyama and Giannis and Luka.
Yes, yes, the best American,
He don't want to go there. But what you're saying is better than Steph.
So he's better than LeBron. He's better than... Like, hey, did you see my face?
LeBron's old, though. I mean,
I'm not, hey, look,
we're talking right now.
You got a legitimate
Steph's
argument.
Old, yep. LeBron's old.
Yep.
But you can't make that statement when he didn't even win MVP of the final series.
He wasn't even
the best player on that team in the series.
If you would have said Jaylen Brown, we wouldn't have a conversation.
Well, no, we still have a conversation.
Because he like, so
it,
he's better.
But at least it would make more, but at least
it would make more sense.
He just won MVP. Have your proclamation. Let's have a conversation.
Right.
I don't see where the conversation is with Tatum. I don't see it.
I've always thought Tatum was a good player, and I've always thought Jaylen Brown is a good player. Now, together, does that make him great? I think so. That's why they won the championship. But now, all right, let's talk. See, and this is, I don't know where to put their championship at. Do you give them like, oh, they're the, I still don't look at the Celtics as the best team in the NBA just because they won the championship. You're like, I don't.
I don't. Who is then? They were the best team in the NBA all year.
That is true. That's true record wise. But I still think the Bucks is better. But like you said, they weren't healthy.
No.
So
no.
That's how I looked at it. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying the Celtics aren't a great team. I just felt like somebody with size would dominate them.
But it didn't happen.
Yeah. No. True that. But
never
that,
got to see
you,
it.
You know. So. I just, like you said, they're talking about dynasty and he's the best player. I don't think that. I don't think they're not going to win it next year.
I don't think so either. I'm with you. I don't think they're a dynasty either.
Yeah.
So who is the best American player in the league sitting here as we speak right now? Who is that guy? Because if you remember back in the playoffs when the T-Wolves were hot, Anthony Edwards was going to be the next Michael Jordan. Oh, Lord.
Because he did a little kiss to him. Now he's Michael.
Yeah, right.
I was like, quit playing.
Some of the dumb statements that were made in the postseason this year by people on TV. So this dude is that guy. He's the next superstar. Fine. Ja Morant, prior to all the crazy crap with him, he was going to be the next star in the NBA, right? He was going to be that guy. Steph is old. LeBron is old. So that kind of takes those guys out. Donovan Mitchell in Cleveland showed something. Whatchamacallit? The guard with the Knicks. What's the point guard?
Jalen Brunson.
Brunson, the guard with the Knicks. I mean, he ain't that guy. I mean, so who is...
We were having this conversation. Me and Promise was having this conversation. I was like, after LeBron James and Steph Curry.
KD?
KD is older too. It's not like he's...
Devin Booker?
LeBron James and Stephen Curry, who's next? Like, to me, there's no... They're not... They're good, but are they that?
KD's like, been that for me forever.
But think about it, though. Think about the level of fanfare for LeBron, even KD, even Steph. Like, who has that now? Who even has that aura when they walk in?
Oh, it's not the guys in Boston. Neither one of those two guys scare anybody when they walk on the court. They're both good, don't get me wrong.
That's what
but
I'm
it's
saying.
Not, I'm scared of him like you were when LeBron walked on the floor.
And like, you're like, oh, it's...
Or Kobe.
You're not like, oh, it's Tatum. Oh, you're not doing that. You're not doing that. And that's not, I'm not even trying to disrespect, but you know, it ain't like, I said this, after LeBron and Steph and all them go, who is that next person? Who's the next LeBron James? Who's the next Steph Curry? Who's the next even Kawhi Leonard? Who's the next KD?
It's Wembanyama. That's who it is.
You think it's him?
No question.
After that?
It's going to be Wembanyama.
What about because they were
trying? He's going to be the next guy to win several championships and be that guy.
You see it in him?
There's no question. I don't think he can stay healthy. He's so rail thin. There's no way he'll stay healthy. But he was this year.
Yeah.
And you could see him get better as the year goes on. And you could see him start to adjust. No,
you don't see it?
No, absolutely not. No.
SGA?
Chad Holmgren is not Wembanyama. Absolutely not.
What about SGA? I love his game, though.
Hey, now,
I love his
game.
Okay,
so you could start putting him in that conversation.
You can.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying, though. But there's no clear cut. Remember when... Think about how we had it. It was Larry Bird, Magic, them. Then it was Michael and Clyde, them. And then it's LeBron, Steph, and them. Now who is it?
Right, the debate's on. You're waiting for the next guy.
But Giannis would be a guy that would be in that conversation. Now we could say Giannis, but there's no clear, because remember, all those generations, there you could already see them coming. Remember, they had Kobe and LeBron were going, had commercials and stuff. You just knew who were the next ones. Right now, you could flip a coin.
Yep.
And I've never seen that. You're like, oh, maybe it's going to be. No, we knew right away. We knew 5 years out, oh, it's going to be them. It's now you're like, it could be. You say, oh, Wimby just got in too, though. So you're kind of like.
But GA, is it the worst thing in the world if you don't have a dominant superstar, but you have different title holders every year from different teams? Is that better for the NBA? Because you do have a lot of parity right now in the league, a lot more than you did before.
Let's say
Minnesota wins next year, and the year after that, Oklahoma City wins, and the year after that, Milwaukee or New York wins. The year after that, maybe Philly wins, and every year it's changing. So you don't have a dominant Cleveland or wherever LeBron plays, wherever he plays, they go to the finals. So that's done, right? That's done. Golden State's dynasty that they had, and that was a run. That's done. The Duncan, Parker, Ginobili Spurs, that's done. Now, I think the Wembanyama Spurs is coming with
right, Popovich. Okay, yeah.
But outside of that happening, I mean, Oklahoma City would have a case to do it, too. I think they're a player short, but they might be able to get on that type of run because they're so young.
I never thought about that. I've never thought, because the NBA has always been one dominant team. But now you might be on some, Sparky, because to think about, like, because it's so competitive now. Like, hey, bro, hey, they might win it this year. They might. Like, even though they're talking about super teams, you're like, but it's not even, it doesn't seem like, even if you get a super team, it doesn't work anymore. People get hurt and this and that. It's just, it's so wild now. Is the NBA turning back into the wild, wild west where, like, you never know?
But that makes, I think it makes the league better. If you don't know, it gives so many more fan base an opportunity to say, we can win. Because trust me, as a Bucks fan, you knew you weren't winning every single year Michael Jordan played. You knew what was happening. Season was over every year.
Yeah.
And when Curry and those guys were together, season was over every year. Didn't matter what you did in the regular season. You knew they weren't getting beat.
Them boys.
I hate that. I don't like that. I've never been a fan of that.
You'd rather be more.
I don't like when the season starts, we already know who the two teams in the finals are going to be. Or the top three teams in the finals, and one of them is definitely winning, and everybody else is so far behind, they'll never catch up.
So why are we playing? Yeah, we're playing like, yeah.
Dallas made that run in the West as a five. Nobody saw that coming.
That's super dope, too. It's like more like college, right? You never know.
A little bit more like college, except not with the dumb NCAA tournament where, you know, anything can possibly happen. I got one last one for you.
Okay.
We said, who's the best American in the NBA? Who's the best white American in the NBA?
Are we going to go there?
You already said it. Chet! That's it! There ain't anybody else!
There's
nobody else!
Chet Holcomb?
There's nobody else!
If you think of... Dang.
Who else? I'll listen.
Hey, let me tell you, I've been watching the NBA so long, you don't really think about that, but now you kind of think about, like, wait a minute. There's... Wow.
Because pretty much every white dude you think of ain't from here.
Wow.
Hey, every white dude that's really good, he ain't from here.
But that's, hey, what you say, the league is all...
I love it. Every time I say, hey, man, tell me the last great white American player. And I get this. Steve Nash, Canadian.
He was Canadian.
Dude, don't count. It's Larry Bird.
John Stockton?
And then Charlie the other day, I think it was Charlie, goes, Kevin Love. I was like, oh, good. We got Kevin Love. Great. I mean, no.
Wow.
But that's it. Yeah.
You know what? As long as I've been playing back, like, I've never had that question asked.
Me, Gary, and you had that conversation all the time.
Really?
That specific topic. We probably did that, I don't know, 5 to 8 times at least.
Oh, that is crazy to even think about. I'm like, wait a minute, dang.
Still got nobody, huh? It's Chet Holmgren. I don't.
Who's after him then? I don't even.
Me. Charlie, what do you mean? No. I'm shit. No.
What?
I've
in
never
the
seen
world?
You play
that
basketball.
Is wild. Yeah, no, obviously not. But still, yeah, man.
So after Chet, like.
After Chet, who you got, man?
Hey, I have no idea. I can't even think. Wow.
Here you go, man. Look, here, we'll bring it up. Let's bring it up. We'll go team by team, and we'll see. Just real quick. We got to get to Charlie's.
Chet, and then it's...
Look on Twitter and Facebook. See if anybody is listening, actually, and tweeting at us responses. Boston. Pritchard?
Yeah. I mean, he's on. Yeah, Pritchard. I mean, but hey.
Don't even start with me. The New York Knicks? Right. Bucks? No. Cleveland? Orlando?
Franz Wagner? No, he's German. Never mind. Mm-hmm.
Just stop that. Indiana?
Is there any?
Hey, look.
Come on, y'all.
I don't know.
You're both NBA guys. Indiana, no. Philly?
Man, come on, bro. It's Philly.
Indiana has TJ McConnell. You want to ride with him? Philadelphia? I mean, Miami? Duncan Robinson? You feeling confident about him? Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero and Chet Holmgren. That's two. Okay.
Come on.
Chicago, the Bulls. People do love Caruso. People want him on the Bucks.
Yeah,
right?
They was calling him the when he was with LeBron. What was they calling him? Calling him something. He had a nickname.
It's the Caruso Show. That's the only nickname I know for him.
Like, I don't know the nickname.
I have no idea. Atlanta Hawks. I'm just going through the playoff team.
Hunter. Oh no, he's on what's the name now?
Mm-hmm.
He's with Stephen Hunter. He's with Sacramento Kings now.
But Atlanta. Yes. Nobody?
No.
Brooklyn. No. Toronto.
They don't count. They're all Canadian.
Charlotte. They're all Canadian. Charlotte. Washington. Detroit. I'm telling you.
I can't. That is wild. I've never even thought about that. So mm-hmm. Wow.
Josh Giddey in OKC.
What does that say?
Well, thank God, because he's horrible.
So what does that say? So the league is turning into European players?
What do you mean turning into? Larry Bird was the last one. What do you mean turning into? Like, it just happened this year.
But here's the thing, though. You don't think about it until you think about it. You're like, wait a minute. They're all European.
Have you looked at the mock drafts this year?
Yeah.
The top of the mock drafts are European players.
Yeah, like if you don't think about it, if you just you're like, oh, wait a minute, they're all European. And what did what's the name say? He said they turned it into a European game.
Yes. So you start shooting a bunch of threes and everything else. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you about to make me go home and look at these rosters, man.
You go look all you want.
I'm sitting here. That is wild to think about.
Chet Holmgren, we got two. We can't even fill out a five-man lineup. fill out a starting five, man.
Wow.
Charlie's still over there trying to figure it out. Nothing.
I've never thought about this. Mm-hmm. Now I'm sitting here like,
mm-hmm. You get with Promise Morning Show guy over there, and hot. You both can sit down, rack your brains, come back to me tomorrow. I'll be here 2 to 5, and you come up with what you got.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is
mind-blowing stuff, huh?
Like, because like you said, you don't think, like, you watch the NBA and you come here at Sparky, oh, look, the European player, like, wait a minute. Yeah, mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Hey, Milwaukee Window Guys, best windows, best doors, best prices, and easy process, too. Call my guy Russ today, 214-279-9838. 414-279-9838. Talk directly to the owner. Get a quote directly from Milwaukee Window Guys at your location. Milwaukee Window Guys will take care of installation. Same guys installing on my home will install your windows and doors as well. Price match guarantee. Don't get fooled by buy one and get one free that you always hear on TV or see on the radio. Visit MilwaukeeWindowGuys.com right now. They're putting a big bay window in my living room because the other one is broke and I've had a horrible draft coming in my living room for several years.
Mm-hmm.
Next door, they saw Russ come over with Milwaukee Window Guys. They talked to him. They're getting sliding doors going off of their deck because they're casing, I think, is rotting in their house. So, again, get a hold of Russ today, 414-279-9838. Check him out at MilwaukeeWindowGuys.com. Coming up next, Charlie, sound of the day, DJ GA over on Hot 105.7. You flip over, you'll be able to hear him talk about all the popular white Americans in the NBA. Coming up next on Hot 105.7.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.